Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Marty Oakley TS Radio, Voices Carry for Animals, number 150 and counting. And this show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette Online. And I hope all of you sit back and enjoy it and listen to the awareness going on out there and you know, recruiting everybody out there to take action. Because the more of us that come together, band as one, then the faster changes will be made. And I just want to go over a couple things. My name is Debbie Dahmer. I am the host of the show. I want to send prayers out to, thoughts and prayers out to all the Texas residents out there. It's a devastating time, you know, from this Hurricane Harvey. I want to bring you hope, a lot of, you know, support. I see that from the media out there. There's a lot of support coming out. It's just, we're coming together as one, and coming together united, we stand in unity, and it's so awesome. There, you know, kindness rocks out there. So whatever anybody can do, contact, you know, donate American Red Cross. You know, there's a lot of animals that need to be rescued. I mean, humans. It's a sad situation. So let's send our thoughts and prayers out there to them, and it's heading over to Louisiana, and thoughts and prayers to them too. Because it's such a devastating time. I know in Florida we've had hurricanes, but that's what we've had compared to that. That is devastating. So, I mean, just think about it and put a little love in your heart and do your part. You know, a human chain going worldwide and to fill these, you know, give these people out there, the animals, hope and support and, you know, just faith and just the carry on, bring us, you know, some kind of smile to their face because they're going through some very tough times right now. And it's so sad to see our, you know, if you have relatives there or friends or if you're there yourself, you need, I could just imagine what they're going through, the pain and the agony and the, you know, losing homes and businesses and hopefully that a lot of more, you know, celebrities step up to play, give them a big thank you, businesses, just make this a big human chain, help them make it through this, to see, you know, daylight. So I just want to go over a couple things, everybody. I want to welcome all the new listeners to the show. All you returning listeners, can't thank you enough for everything that you do, all your support, because we are the animals' voices and we must be heard. You know, without us, they don't stand a chance. So please do your part. I encourage everybody to contact your representatives out there. Let your voice be heard. It can't get no easier, you know, than help make changes from the comfort of your home, your computer, your phone, if you have a fax. I mean, you can email, write them a letter. I mean, it doesn't get no easier than that, and it helps to make changes, make a positive impact on this world and help out, you know, the animals and the elderly and the children. They're all similar. You know, they're voiceless, helpless, defenseless, and innocent. So without us, everybody, they don't have they don't stand a chance. And we are their voices, and we must be heard for a better, safer, and healthier world for them because they so well deserve. I have the chat room open if anybody would like to join in. If you sign in from Blog Talk Radio up at the upper right-hand corner, you can either sign up if you have an account with Blog Talk Radio, or you can sign in from Facebook or Twitter and scroll down past the comments and a chat room will appear. All these shows are archived, recorded live every Tuesday, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, 6 o'clock Mountain, 5 o'clock Pacific. Listen in worldwide, unlimited listeners. So you can listen and share 24/7. And if you come late or you miss one of them, you can always archive them on, just go to Blog Talk Radio and search Voices Carry for Animals or TS Radio, or you can even search my name, Debbie Dahmer, D-A-H-M-E-R, and it will links will appear. You just press the arrow, which one you want to hear. Wait a minute to download, and it will play. And on the left side of the screen, there are social media sites that you can share them to, Facebook, Twitter. You can email it. You can copy it. The cross is all of them, Google+, Pinterest. The list is there. So everyone, please do your part, because the more voices out there, the faster the changes will be made. And remember, Paul in hand, united we stand against all animal cruelty and neglect across the land. I want to go ahead and on this show, we got to bring it back in another great guest. Her name is Chris Wilkerson, and she's the animal rights advocate and child advocate to help in hot car deaths of kids and animals. She's been on Voices Carry for Animals, number 93, which is another great show, everybody, if you could check that out. But her Baby Cooper's Law is an effort to achieve a federal initiative to end the hot car deaths of children, dogs, and the elderly and other incapacitated persons, named in the honor of Baby Cooper Harris, who died after being left in a hot vehicle where temperatures exceeded 140 degrees or more for more than 8 hours. Baby Cooper's Law is designed to prevent the deaths of 37 children on a national average and untold numbers of animals per year that die in hot cars. This is all, we've done this show before, it's all preventable. I mean, we all know how in Florida here it gets so hot and the heat index hits sometimes 104, 105. You know, you don't leave your pet or your child in a car while you're going into the store or anywhere you go, because it's torture on them. I know when I get inside my car, before just to open the door, I can feel the heat, and it is so hot, I have to rush to get the air conditioner on, and I mean, it is just so exhausting, and just to think of just leaving a child or a dog in there, it's mind-blowing. Because they can't open the door and let themselves out, and we can. If anyone do a test, get inside your car, sit there for 10 minutes with no air conditioner or nothing, and see how you feel. Then you're going to know, hey, it's too hot to be in this car, or I need to, vent and open the window or turn the air conditioner on or something. But I want to go ahead and welcome Chris Wilkerson back to Voices Carry for Animals, number 150. How are you doing this evening, Chris? Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm doing great. And yourself?
Hey, so far so good. It's an honor to have you back on. And thank you
for
everything.
It's always an honor to be asked.
Yes.
We have some exciting, exciting news. I haven't done it yet, but, and we know we at Baby Cooper's Law want to extend also our prayers and wishes for good things down to Texas. They're supposed to get another storm Saturday. I don't know if you guys heard.
Yes.
And it's already devastating. I've done disaster relief for many, many years, and I'm so buried right now. I feel so guilty because I'm not able to assist like I usually do. But we just want to send all our heartfelt prayers and, support those animal organizations. Operation Barbecue Relief's a great one for the two-legged mammals to support as well. We wish them Godspeed and good luck with everything. But we've got some exciting news since I was on the show last, and I'm really I say when people ask me now that I am cautiously optimistic, but really darn excited. And what I'm so excited about is we took a meeting last month up to Capitol Hill to meet with Congressman Duncan from Tennessee, his legislative assistant. And we are not on the books yet for a meeting in September, but I'm assured that I have one just as soon as they know more what his schedule is going to be. And what will be discussed at that time is how many times the police respond to children and animals being locked in hot cars in Tennessee. We gave him just kind of a smattering of what goes on nationally, and while that was good for him, he wants to see Tennessee statistics specifically. But it's an exciting time because I feel really confident that was the only piece of data that was asked for, and I'm confident that the numbers are there. That said, we've been having a really bad year. This season's been bad again.
Yeah, and then this keeps, you know, it keeps going, and one's too many. You know, I mean, it just keeps happening, and, you know, with the dogs and the children, and they don't stand a chance, Chris, at all. I mean, they
don't,
can't open,
you know,
that door. Yeah, go ahead.
I just heard you, you know, tell listeners to get an idea by getting in a car 10 minutes. I'd say don't. Since I was last on the show, I've done what I call the hot car death experiment twice. The first time I did it was on a 73-degree day last fall in Knoxville. It was beautiful. It was almost chilly outside. But in a parked car on hot pavement with no shade, it didn't take but 20 minutes to reach 124 degrees inside my car, and I was sick the rest of the day. And then we did it again in May with a local news crew. And this time, because it was the news crew, we had to be set up with Knox Fire Rescue and have monitors on and all that. It was 84 degrees, and it didn't reach but 108 degrees inside the car, but yet it was so hot that our cell phone stopped working, and after 17 minutes, Knox Fire Rescue said, "You're done," because we started showing physiological signs of heat stroke, and it very quickly progressed to the point that by the time we got out of the car, both of us were sick for the rest of the day. And, you know, what I tell people about that particular experiment is here we were, the reporters, much younger and healthier than I am, we both had Gatorade, a lot of Gatorade on board, and we weren't, we were unrestrained in the back seat of the station vehicle. And so, you know, you've got kids, you've got animals, and they don't have Gatorade. They don't have water bowls. Like you said, they can't reach the door handle. And one of the things that was interesting about the second experiment, because the first one I did by myself rather stupidly, I did do it on Facebook Live, but what was interesting during the second experiment was they asked us questions at like 4 minutes and 8 minutes and 12 minutes. And you think you're thinking clearly, and you are not. And when I saw the video playback of that, I was like, yeah, that's a little scary. So, you know, I get all the time, how can kids not know to open the door? Well, after 2 or 3 minutes, say that they are able to get loose from their car seat. After 2 or 3 minutes, you cannot think clearly. And we all know that kids and animals overheat 5 times faster than we do as adults, because they have a smaller body surface area. And then, you know, animals and children, neither one, have the thermoregulation mechanisms in their brain to actually regulate their body temperature and sweat. And, you know, they just don't have it. So, you know, and the latest study out of Australia is showing that 6 minutes is long enough, if it's hot enough, to be deadly to both your dog and your child. So I wouldn't advise anybody do that just for the sake of seeing can they do it, because it's dangerous. I myself did not realize how dangerous it was.
Oh, I can just imagine, because just getting in my car, just for that first minute, I couldn't even deal with it. I was rushing for the air condition and trying to get the window down and everything. It's tough. There is no way I could sit there for 10 minutes with no air or no window down, period. I don't think any – that's dangerous. It was terrible, Chris. It was terrible. Sweat,
you know,
just pouring.
You don't think about silly things like this, but animal noses, especially if you have a small breed like a pug or a chihuahua, they don't have the nose to take in that air. So it's already like the first breath or two, they're gone, they're done. And again, unfortunately, we've been seeing, we are up to 36 child deaths, 37 hot car deaths, because we also count at Baby Cooper's Law incapacitated or developmentally delayed adults. Really, we count anybody that is dependent on somebody else to get them out of a hot car. And so we've had 37 hot car deaths altogether. And unfortunately, we broke 2016's record for police canines. We have 13 dead police canines this year. And that one, you know, you and I have talked about this before, that one completely blows my mind. I mean, it blows my mind, period. But to leave your partner in the car, and that is the animal that is responsible for saving your life and will take a bullet or a knife for you, and you leave them in the car, it defies reason to me. It really does.
It doesn't make sense. I mean, you've got them right there, and you got to protect them just like a child. You know, basically.
You do.
I mean, there's no excuse for that.
There's not. And I mean, again, we have countless civilian animals this year, you know, left in hot cars. And I'm just like, it frustrates me at times. And after I went to Washington, I had to take a little kind of mental health break for a few days, because practically every week this summer we've had two hot car deaths, two to three, of children. And then, the animal deaths, the police canine deaths, have all come in spates, huge spates. You know, we'll hear about four or five at a time, and I'm just like so frustrated, because we work every year. We start early. We start in February to get the message out, and by April or May, you know, we've got it out there. Don't do this. Just don't. You know, I love my dogs too, but when it's too hot, they stay home.
Agreed.
I love my children.
Yes.
And I will never understand that mindset. We take a lot of guff at Baby Cooper's Law, because we are very selective on the cases that we will say, yeah, that's a mistake. Because more often times than not, it's not a mistake. And I just saw earlier today, and I have yet to post it to our social media page, but the number of people that walked by a vehicle they thought had a live dog in it in hot conditions was staggering. It was just staggering, the number of people that walked by and didn't do anything.
Oh, that's sad.
And so, you know, we have got to get Cooper's Law on the books. And people say to me all the time, well, how is Cooper's Law going to end hot car deaths? So if it's okay with you, I'd like to tell what Cooper's Law is and
yes,
how
please.
For those who are just joining us.
Yes, please. Go right ahead.
It's a federal initiative to make it a federal felony to leave a child and a federal misdemeanor to leave an animal in a car over 57 degrees. And you're like, 57 degrees? Gosh, that's nothing. That's pretty chilly, but yet the internal temperatures of a car can still rise over 120 degrees, and in fact, 58 degrees is what the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration has said is unsafe. The second part of Cooper's Law is to provide protections for those who would rescue, because, as I just mentioned, the number of people that walked by a car that they believed had a dog in it was staggering. And then the third and final thing we want is less life sensors. Those will work on a three-stage deal where it'll be motion, pressure, and carbon dioxide detection. If there's nothing living inside the vehicle, there will be no carbon dioxide emission. And the reason that's important is the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration has not wanted to put a mandate on the automotive makers because they didn't want false alarms. Now that the carbon dioxide technology exists, they no longer have an excuse, because if there's nothing living inside the vehicle, there will be no carbon dioxide emission. And that's another reason that Congressman Duncan is so important to this effort, because it so happens he is the senior ranking member of the Transportation Committee. So, you know, it is super, super important that you write your congressmen and senators and let them know, hey, there's this crazy lady in Knoxville, and she's been talking to Congressman Duncan about this bill, and we want it too. And, you know, one of the things that could come out of Cooper's Law, if we can get this squared away and done, is part of the first part of Baby Cooper's Law requires, it is mandated, if somebody wants to surrender their animal, that's great, but they're still going to have to take an animal child safety vehicle welfare class before they're allowed to plea their sentence or anything else, because right now, you know, in many states, as I'm sure everybody listening knows, animals don't have rights and children don't have much more than that. And so what we're hoping to do, and the reason these classes are important, aside from educating these folks, is we want to set a protocol and teach animal rescues and child abuse prevention groups how to teach these classes, because when I'm done with this law, Baby Cooper's Law as an organization, I hope will be no more, because quite frankly, I'm sick of dead kids and dead animals because of people's lack of care. What we hope to do is get the child abuse prevention groups and the animal rescues certified to teach these classes, much like a DUI offender class. And they can charge for these classes. They can charge a lot of money for these classes. And that allows them to generate money that they so desperately need. You know, many animal rescues, and I'm sure anybody listening is involved with an animal rescue, there's bake sales, there's car washes, there's all kinds of fundraisers. This will kind of alleviate some of the pressure. And it just, we didn't plan it that way, but we were brainstorming one day, and I said, you know, what would be neat is if they could charge a lot of money for these classes. And somebody else said, yeah, and what would be even neater is if that money went to animal rescues and child abuse prevention groups. And I was like, you know, that's a great idea. And that, it's so vital we get this done. Congressman Duncan is not going to be seeking re-election in 2019. So we have a very limited time to get this done. That said, and all these little obstacles we have, I feel very confident that we can get this done. But I need everybody, because I get people all the time, thank you. I think you even thanked me when we got on air tonight. And, you know, this is a collaborative group effort. Yes, I spend my time, my spare time, when I'm not with my family and kids, doing this. And a lot of time does get taken away from them for this. But I couldn't do this without every last one of you out there. I have a dedicated group of volunteers, but we can always use more. And, you know, we've got to get this done. It is so vital we get this done now, because I have a bad feeling that 2017 is going to eclipse 2016, and that we already have the 36 hot car deaths of children. 37 is the national average, and last year it was 39. I hope we don't make that 39, but it's not looking good. And then, like I said, we definitely broke 2016's record of 12 police dogs because we already have 13. And, you know, we still got another 2 or 3 months of summer here in Tennessee. And in Florida and Texas, as you know, the number 1 and 2 states for hot car deaths of kids, that time frame could go on for a good while. I mean, the only month that there's never been a hot car death is December. So, got to get this done.
Yeah, it takes teamwork, Chris. All of us together, coming together as one, you know, because the more of us and the more action takers are, the faster these changes will be made. So, you never, you know, audience out there, you never think, oh, my voice don't matter. Yes, it does. You know, my signature don't matter. Yes, it does. My phone call
it absolutely does. And it broke my heart when I got back from Washington. You know, I did not have time while I was up there to check on the petition and all that. People stopped signing the petition. It was like, oh, Chris went to Washington, so we're done. We are far from done, people. We've got 3,000 people on the Facebook page, on the Baby Cooper's Law Facebook page, but we only have about 1,100 signatures. I got to have more than that. And,
right.
You know, same thing with donations. You know, I don't beg for donations a lot because we don't take a salary, any of us. But there are expenses involved in what we do, and, you know, we've got to have some of that covered because my family's done without a lot this summer, and they did it without a lot last summer, and they're ready for this to be done, and so am I.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that information can always be found on our Facebook page. We're very responsive to messages, so anybody that wants to know sincerely how they can help, all I got to do is message me, and I will get with them in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm. And you want to give the audience out there your Facebook page and your website and the petition. And all the audience out there, the petition is in a link on the Blog Talk promo for tonight's show, and it's also on the PPJ Gazette online. So if you want to visit there, the links are on there. But go ahead and give them the Facebook page and the petition there, Chris. Go right ahead.
Our Facebook page is facebook.com/Cooper's Law. Very simple. And then from there, you can find links to our website, which is a Wix website. So the website's kind of long and complicated, but you can definitely, there's an Insta link right there on the Baby Cooper's Law page. And then you can find our petition on change.org. And it's very simply Baby Cooper's Law. So, you know, there's really no reason folks can't find it. You know, I feel like I beg all the time for signatures and donations, and I hate to do it. And it just kind of makes me wonder sometimes, and I get mad sometimes, I'm not going to lie, and say, you know, if you're going to complain about a problem, then help fix it. If you're not, then be quiet and go on, because this is going to take some serious work. There, and just because we're this close, and I don't get me wrong, I am so super excited we are this close. Kids and Cars and some of the other advocacy groups, they've been around for a long, long time, and this is still going on. August 2nd was our 3-year anniversary, and people said that we would never get here. Well, we're here. We're here now. And we have an opportunity, you know, fast approaching next month, to see Congressman Duncan and talk to him about this personally. But, you know, I was very gratified meeting with his congressional liaison, his legislative liaison. He spent almost 2 hours with me talking about all of this and why this is so vitally important. And, you know, he thinks that this is something that that the congressman could get on board with as soon as he has the right data and whatnot. We've got to give him, you know, our voice. And, you know, that's where Voices Carry come in, because these are the voiceless. Kids and animals, like I said, animals have no rights, and kids don't have much more than that. We've got to be the ones to speak for them. And
yes,
it breaks my heart when I have to beg for it, because I'm like, you know, I see folks all the time, you know, save this animal, save that animal. Well, yes, save those, but save these too, because this is so preventable. It really is.
Yes, it
is. And people say to me all the time, you can't legislate stupid. No, I can't. But what I can do is make it really, really difficult for a child or animal to die in a hot car. And it is my fervent belief that Cooper's Law, I mean, I spent a long time, I've never written a law, but I spent a long time making sure that all possible contingencies were in place. And people say to me, oh, well, you're so hard, you want to punish the parents and owners of these animals, and it's a mistake. And look, once Baby Cooper's Law is on the books and enacted, there will be no more mistakes, because those life sensors will let you know. They will let the owner know that 0 to 5 minutes, hey, you left something in the car that's really kind of important, you need to go back and get it. At 5 to 8 minutes, the general public around the vehicle will be alerted, and at 10 minutes, law enforcement will be called. The technology we have out there now is great, but we've got to have it mandated, because it costs a little money. We had it costed out 3 years ago, and it was like $9.83. It's a little more than that now. I think it's somewhere around $17 per vehicle, and, you know, I'm sorry, I think it's worth it. I think it's worth it if we can save even one life to make everybody have this. But back to being hard-nosed and difficult to say that people should be convicted felons over it, at the point that you've ignored that alarm, your intention was clear. It's no longer a mistake, because you knew what you were doing. You were alerted to the fact. So I don't feel so bad sending those folks to jail. And the other reason I don't feel bad about sending them to jail is we know when we don't, they reoffend. There was a little boy that died in a daycare van a few weeks ago, and his body was thrown out on the side of the road. That lady had been charged with 3 counts of child abuse previously. There was another little girl down there, left in daycare van, and one of the people that left her in the daycare van had actually been charged with leaving her child in a hot vehicle. Earlier this summer, we had a professor in Connecticut go to the vet with his dog, who he accidentally left in a hot car. It was the second dog he had baked in 3 years. So these are educated people who think they know better, and you know, we have to tell them, yeah, no, you don't know better, because if you did, you wouldn't do this at all.
Right. You know, and bringing the awareness out there, saying, hey, this is wrong, you know, to do that. And then there's several states I've noticed, Chris, that has the, even Florida, if you see a child or a dog in a car that's, you know, they're sitting in the parking lot, you call 911 and bust the window out. You know, just help save their lives.
I'm really lucky now. I live in Tennessee and have for the last 2 years, and we have very progressive laws here concerning that. And, yes, it is absolutely legal here in Tennessee to break out a child or animal from a hot car so long as certain conditions are met. But when I started, I was in Alabama, which is, you know, how I knew Cooper's father and met Cooper. There are still no laws on the books there. Every year somebody said, you know, they'll have a hot car death down there, and some legislator, state legislator, will be like, oh, well, we need a law. I'm going to introduce a law. And, you know, we heard a lot of things in the beginning of the summer, too, about the federal Hot Car Death Act. And folks were like, well, what is this? And, you know, how is this different from Baby Cooper's law? This is legislation that a group of parents that have actually left their children in hot cars has tried to get passed for the last 10 years. And it's a bad law. I laud them and applaud them for trying to fix their mistakes and make sure that nobody else has to deal with that. But they tell, hey, we want this, we want these things, but they don't tell how to get it. For example, the left lie sensors. They want left lie sensors, but they won't tell how the left lie sensors should work. So, you know, when you go to a congressman or senator, they want all those things. And so we have taken great pains at Baby Cooper's Law to have an automotive engineer to cost that thing out, tell how it works. We've got technical drawings in our presentation. I mean, we have gone to a lot of effort to show why this needs to happen. And some days are more frustrating than others, but, hey, you know, August 2nd, you couldn't have pulled me down off of the clouds because I was on Capitol Hill in my congressman's office talking to them about getting this done. And so, you know, days like that make up for all the bad days. But we can stop having bad days by just getting this law on the books.
That's right. You're right in the way you're coming about, Chris, it's coming. Don't give up. It's on the way because this stuff needs to be stopped. I mean, not let it prevail, stopped. And, you know, you're saving lives. You're helping. You're being a positive impact on this world, being their voice, you know, say, no, this is a no-no, whether it's a child or animals, it's a no-no. So
we just have to make it unacceptable as a society to leave a child or animal. You know, if I had my way, I would outlaw it, period. I will never get that. But the reason I would outlaw it, period, and that's another thing that's great about Tennessee. It's illegal to leave a child in a vehicle, period, unattended in a vehicle, period, I think, under 6 in the state of Tennessee. But, you know, we had a case earlier in the year, and it wasn't a hot car death case, but it could have turned into that. Unfortunately, it turned into something much worse. The mother went to, this was in Mississippi near Greenwood, I believe. Mother went to Kroger at 1 o'clock in the morning with her 6-year-old son. He was asleep in the back seat of the car. Because she didn't want to wake him. 2 18-year-olds stole the car, and they found that baby's body dead in on the side of the road with 2 mm-hmm. bullets in him.
Oh,
now, had
no.
the car been stolen and, you know, ridden around everywhere, then he could have been a hot car death because, you know, nobody knew he was in the car until it was too late as far as the car thieves went. So, you know, your car can be stolen with your child or your animal in it. Your car can be put into gear. There are so many bad things that can happen. And I just, like I said, if I had my way, it would be illegal to leave a child or animal in a vehicle, period. But I'm never going to get that. So I will settle for what I can get, and that is 58 degrees. It's illegal. And we need this nationally. You know, that's another thing people don't understand, especially with social media posts. And you brought up a great thing a minute ago about it being, you know, legal in more states now to break windows and whatnot. But what happens on social media is there'll be an article, and I'll use Florida, for example. You know, it's now legal to break a window to rescue an animal or child. And that post comes from Florida, where it is absolutely legal. But it gets posted on Facebook, and somebody in Indiana sees it and thinks, oh, okay, I can do this now. But in Indiana, you most certainly will go to jail. We have had a hard time with that state, and the legislation's been introduced over and over and over again, but the house of the state legislature in that state usually either doesn't vote on it at all or votes it down. And, you know, their argument is, well, we don't want people willy-nilly running around breaking windows. Well, again, Baby Cooper's Law, because we have a protocol for that about what you must do. And that's not to be difficult and create obstacles for people to actually rescue, but it produces guidelines for them to follow, so that there is no question that that animal or child is in danger, and there is no question from law enforcement that something untoward happened towards some, you know, poor dude that just left his vehicle for 5 seconds, and, you know, we've got to get this nationally. And the reason we have to get it nationally is because there are still, I believe, 31 states that have no laws on the book. And what happens is that these folks get charged with child abuse and neglect under the child abuse and neglect statutes or the animal abuse statutes. And those laws are weak. So they get a slap on the wrist. And you know, I've already talked about folks that do it again and reoffend, so I won't bore your listeners with that speech again. But we have got to have it in all 50 states. And the other places that there are no laws are federal lands. There's, my sister works in a national park in Mississippi, and I can't tell you how many times a summer, and last year she worked at one in Virginia, how many times a summer she's messaging me, "I'm mad. Somebody left a dog in a hot car today, and there was nothing we could do." They've even had a dog to die one year, and there was nothing they could do because there is no state law on federal land. Federal law supersedes state law, and so national parks, Indian reservations, military bases, oftentimes these things happen there too, but we have no record of it, because there are no laws in which to charge those people. And then we still have the 31 states without specific laws to hot car deaths. And, you know, folks say to me all the time, "Well, there's already laws on the book for that. It's called murder." Yeah, well, you know how many times folks get charged with it being an accident or not charged at all? And sadly, one case out of Mississippi last year still blows my mind. The guy left his 8-month-old daughter in a hot car. She died last May, and he's already had another baby.
Oh my goodness. 8 months old.
Left her in the car all day, and he's already had another. He was charged. He pled no contest and got like 5 years probation and already has another baby.
And you said 31 states don't have no laws on the books at all.
31 states don't have anything.
Oh, my
31
goodness.
States don't have anything. So that is why we need it to be federal. It's that simple.
Yes. Oh, yes. It has to be, because, you know, it's only doing what's right out there, not what's wrong. And 31 states is a lot of states more than that, you know, that's doing something about it. And that's a sad part. Yeah, go ahead.
And even, you know, I've bragged on Tennessee. Tennessee has really progressive laws. That said, there are a set of criteria that has to be met. And I'll give you an example. We went out on my birthday, which was May the 2nd. It was 84 degrees. And we pull into O'Charlie's restaurant. It's one of my favorite places. And lo and behold, I look over to my right, and there's a car with a dog. The windows are up, and I'm thinking, how long has that dog been there? I'm fixing to break a window. And one of the things they say in Tennessee you have to do first is call the police. Well, when you do that, 9 times out of 10, you're advised not to break the window until they get there. So I'm standing out there, just fuming. Here it is, my birthday, and I'm like, seriously, even on my birthday I have to deal with this? Are you kidding me? And then when the police arrived, he said, "Well, here's the thing. The guy says he's only been here 10 minutes, and Tennessee says you have to be here at least 20 before you can break a window to rescue an animal." And I'm like, are you kidding me? That dog could be dead in 20 minutes.
Exactly.
I was so angry. And so, you know, this is why Betty Cooper's Law, it just is. You know, all this stuff is spelled out, and it will give law enforcement, it'll give the prosecutors the tools they need to charge people. Because right now, in states that don't have it, like I said, they charge under child abuse and neglect laws. And those laws, some of them are really, really, there's a thing called the burden of proof. And the legal bar, and anybody that's watched court TV knows what I'm talking about. There are a certain set of criteria that you have to prove. And I'll give you, for example, the two cases I was talking about earlier that involved daycares. In the one case, the little boy's body was thrown out on the side of the road, and we actually had to wait for a week to hear from the coroner as to whether it was hot car death related or not. And the second one, like I said, the woman had had previous convictions for leaving her own children in hot cars. Both folks were charged with manslaughter. That's not manslaughter to me. That is murder. It was premeditated murder. The second they decided to throw that baby out on the side of the road, and the second that they decided that in the second case down in Florida, they did not follow, they purposely did not follow the protocol that the daycare had set in place. And at that point, to me, their intent about what they meant to do was clear. Yet, because of Florida law and Alabama law, they're charged with manslaughter. That's got to stop.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, some of the stuff that's going on out there is so mind-blowing. With these 31 states, everyone out there, the audience, if you can find out what's going on in your state about the hot car deaths in your state for children and dogs, and see and be their voice, please, and get some laws up there. It's not that difficult. Just, you know, do what you need to do. Do your part and get things changed.
It's not difficult at all. You know, people think that, and I go back to my grandmother, God rest her soul, she passed away in October, and it kind of, you know, it's the first time in my life I've gone to Washington and my grandmother not be there, and I'm 45 years old. But what made me really sad is she always taught me if I didn't like something, I could work to change it, and I should work to change it, or don't complain about it. And I don't think that she would have been anything but proud to see me go up the steps at the Rayburn Building to talk to Congressman Duncan's legislative aide. But people are not familiar with the process. I get all the time, well, I signed a petition. You don't have that law passed yet? That petition only lets your congressmen and senators know, hey, I don't like what's going on. I want to change it. My name is, and I live here, and I want this done. That's all a petition does. There is so much more to passing legislation than people realize. But that said, it's not that difficult. I've never written a law before, but I've got a pretty good one, or so I've been told. And we've done this on a shoestring. I did the math shortly before we went to Washington, and we were sitting at like $2,400. So after the trip to Washington, we've done all this on about $3,500 so far over 3 years.
Check that out.
Would I like to have more money to expand our education programs? Absolutely, I would. And what we're talking about with that is putting flyers in newborn nurseries, veterinary, and pediatric offices to remind and teach and educate parents and animal owners on the dangers of hot cars. And would I love to have more money for that? I absolutely would. I'd like to see that rolled out across the country. But we have done the law and the legislation part itself on $3,500. So these folks that think, oh, I can't change this because I don't have millions of dollars, I'm disabled. And before I was married, a good bit of my income went to this, and a little bit less goes to it now because I have a wife and two kids to feed and 7 fur babies. But, you know, you don't need millions. Yeah, we got 5 dogs, 2 cats, and a rabbit, you know. I don't know. But you don't have to have – there are fur babies. In fact, my wife has a cat. And he's not just her fur baby, he's her first son. And I thought she meant like when we met for person. No, her fur son. She means like the cat is her son. Love it. I love it. But, you know, folks get mired down and, oh, it takes millions and millions of dollars to do this and you have to hire lobbyists. And you, no, you don't. I went to Capitol Hill myself. It was awesome. I got pictures on our Facebook page if y'all want to check it out. But my point is, as exciting as all that is, there's still work to be done, and we got to get it done. And I need everybody within the sound of our voices tonight. Get your friends. Get your family. Get anybody that loves kids and animals. You don't have to be an activist to help change something. You know, you can just sign a petition. And I get people that say to me all the time, oh, well, gosh, I'd like to donate, but I can't. I don't. Okay, so don't donate, but you can hit the share button on your social media. That doesn't cost a thing. You can sign a petition. That doesn't cost a thing. And the more people that see this, you know, the more I can get closer to getting this done. And I have a very short time. Like I said, I meet with Congressman Duncan sometime next month, and it's August the 29th. So, you know, we've got to get this done.
Oh, yeah. Best of luck to you, too, Chris. Please keep me informed. Best of luck. Okay, tell me some great news. I love hearing positive news. And
last summer I was like, we're getting this done. I don't know when, but we're getting this done. And now I'm telling you, I still don't know when exactly, but we're a heck of a lot closer because we got a congressman. And it's that simple.
That's where, you know, when you contact your legislators, everybody, and here's a number. It's area code 202-224-3121. You can connect with your senator or state representative. You press 1 for senator and 2 for representative, and then give them your zip code, and you can connect with them after hours. You can leave a message. I mean, this is 24/7. And you know, go ahead.
That's the easiest thing to do. You can do that and just leave a message. Congressman Duncan of Tennessee is considering legislation to end hot card deaths of animals and kids called Baby Cooper's Law. We want this law. I am John Q. Public from your district. Support this law. Now, once I have it introduced on the floor, I'm going to go from office to office to office. I'm going to see every senator, every last one of them. If I have to go door to door to door to door to get it done, I'm going to do it. But if I can walk into their office and they can already say, hey, Debbie Dahmer from Florida called me. I know about Baby Cooper's Law already. Where do I sign up? That's going to help me out tremendously.
Oh, yeah. I will be calling, Chris. His last name's Duncan. Senator Duncan,
John,
right?
Duncan.
Okay.
Congressman Duncan from East Tennessee.
Okay, I'll call him. And I'll tell him about the show and even send him a link. How's that?
That'd be awesome.
Yes, because they're all archived. And he could listen to it anytime that he has free time, and he could hear us on air. And what we're, you know,
and
all lives matter.
Absolutely.
Animals, all lives matter.
And if
all
you live
matter.
If you live in Connecticut, your senator up there, oh, gosh, his name is escaping me right now. But if you live in Connecticut, Rosenblum, thank you. Senator Rosenblum wants this law as well. He wants left life sensors. So, you know, we've been trying to get in touch with him to say, hey, he's one of the ones that supported the Hot Car Death Act. Hey, we already have this sensor, and we're willing to give it to automotive manufacturers free. We're not out to make any money here. We've got this technology, and we can do it now by just giving it to the automotive makers. So, you know, let's get this. Again, you know, I'm not downing anybody else's legislation or their organization, but I'm just saying why ours is better.
Yes.
Because we thought it all out.
You got to be part of the solution, not the problem. And
absolutely.
And all the audience out there, please do your part. And we're asking you to, you know, and what Chris was saying, that she feels like she has to beg people to sign this petition. You know, don't let her beg. I mean, just do it out of your hearts and put yourself in their, you know, feet or their paws and do something. Because if we don't do anything, this is going to go on for year after year, decade, you know, after decade. We want to get stopped. We don't let it to get prevail. You know,
I'm a big believer in Edmund Burke. And Edmund Burke said all that is required for evil to prevail is for good men to do nothing.
That is so true. I have passed that around so many times, Chris, that's, you know, because it's so true. You got to do something. In order to see change, you got to take action, no questions asked. If you sit there and do nothing, expect no changes. And only problems get worse. Because they always blame it on society, Chris. But we are society. We are for now and the future. We can't do nothing about the past, but we can do something about the future. All of us. You know, don't be shy.
Right.
Speak out. Your voice matters. Everybody's voice matters. Look what Chris is doing. And your grandmother is proud of you, Chris. She's walking beside you every step of the way. And don't ever forget that.
I hope so.
She's very proud of you and what you're doing. So keep it up. You know, because that's what we need. You know, leaders out there, take action. All the action takers out there, just like with this hurricane, Harvey. Look at it, you know, big thank you to all the rescue teams and medical staff, the National Guard, the police.
And that is not just back-breaking work. That is so what I call soul-sucking work, because you see so much horror and bad stuff, and you are powerless to do anything but try to rescue somebody and get them out of there, and then you'll never see them again, and you may or may not ever find out what happened to them. And it just sucks the life out of your soul. So what those folks are going through down there and those poor animals, gosh, some of the pictures of the animals where folks have left them chained up, or, you know, even there was one of a little dog dragging a dog food bag down the street. And I was
my
gosh.
I've seen that, yes, yes.
You know, is that not just the most amazing picture or what? But there's been so many, you know, animal stories.
Yep. And you press that share button. The like button doesn't do no justice. So if you push the share button, sign petitions, you know, let your neighbors, your coworkers, your family, your spouses, you know, anybody in your, just have them to sign it. It doesn't take that long. You know, that's when the signatures add up, that's when the changes get made. You know, so
that's it. And again, you know, I get folks saying,
yep,
I don't have money to donate. You don't have to have money to hit our share button. You don't have to have money to sign that petition. So if you can't do anything else, let's end high car death of kids and animals by signing that petition and get you this, like the old viral video a couple of years ago. Call your mama, call your wife. Get your family on board. Get your friends on board.
That's right.
I mean, if you can hit the share button for a goofy meme, you know, that's meaningless, that's not going to do anything because you think it's funny, by God, share something that has the potential to save lives. For the love of God, do it, you know?
That's right. That's right. Hey, let the fingers do the walking, you know, or get your fingers some exercise. Sign those petitions, you know, write those letters. And we're down to a minute 30 here, Chris. I want to thank you for such a great show. And I want to welcome you back again. Hope you come back with some great news and stay in touch. And I'll help you keep promoting all your petitions and everything.
Back and thank everybody for their work and your listeners in particular. And, you know, I always appreciate the opportunity to come on your show and talk about Bibi Cooper's Law. I always appreciate it. And I appreciate, you know, and when somebody comments that they've signed our petition, they get a thank you from me. And in the grand scheme of social media, that may not mean a lot, but that's my way of saying, hey, I appreciate that you took 30 seconds of your time to do this.
That's right.
And so when you sign it and you see my thank you, it is sincere and it is heartfelt, because I feel each one of these cases, I know each one of the names of the kids that have died this year. I know each one of the names of the police canines that have died this year. I've got 3 years of that built up.
Okay,
and I'm not going
to
lie.
Chris, we're down to 10 seconds here, but thank you, audience. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you for having us.
Sisters, and thank you, Chris. And stay in touch, and may God bless everybody. And remember, keep the Texas and Louisiana in your prayers, your thoughts and prayers. Good night, everybody, and have an awesome and restful evening. Bye-bye. Good night, Chris.
Good night. Appreciate you.